702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
Aki Anastasio is in the house. Sorry to keep you waiting.
No, no, that was a big story.
Sorry,
it
darling.
Was fascinating listening to it. Rudy, good morning to
good
you.
Good morning, doll.
You remember a few weeks ago, before the Comrades Marathon, you tried those virtual reality goggles, the Oculus Rift. And you could see where Bruce Fordyce was along your route. Now, when I was at CES this year, and this has been building up for the last 3 years, you know, virtual reality is becoming huge. And we saw lots and lots of examples this year in Las Vegas. But I find it quite interesting that the Sundance Film Festival, which is on right now, they're busy experimenting with the same goggles. So, you know, watching movies in virtual reality, it's quite interesting. They've got 30 different experiences at this cinema, showcase, which takes place this week. And it's quite interesting how they are using the technology. And I wonder if this is going to be the next big breakthrough in the movie industry. It certainly appears so, because right now they're using a lot of this virtual reality in movie, in playing games online and that sort of thing. But the experience of watching a movie must be quite interesting. And they're slowly, slowly starting to tackle the problem that you actually suffer from nausea with the virtual reality, which is the biggest stumbling block for many people. But it'll be quite interesting to see where it's going. Now, I've got two very interesting apps that I've been playing with. Now, I know you love wine, and I don't know if you've ever downloaded an app called Vivino.
Darling.
You've got Vivino.
An app.
Okay, well, Vivino is fantastic. What you do with Vivino, you simply scan the label of the wine bottle, and then it will give you the experiences of other people and what they've thought of the wine. And they've got like massive response. I mean, they've got like millions of people around the world who try the different wines, comment on them, unlike the fact that, you know, most wine reviews are done 75% by experts. So you don't get the patrons like you and I that use the wines as well. So a very, very interesting app. It's called Vivino, and you can download it now for free. And they've got 13 million wine drinkers around the world comparing notes, and they've got thousands of different wines. The other app that I've been playing with is our very own Platters app. Now, the Platters Wine Guide is kind of the wine guide for South African wine. They've also released a similar app, and you also, you know, scan it and it tells you the wines, but you don't get a chance to, it's not as open as, you know, the users of Vivino, for example. This is where you get the expert reviews, and they've got 8,000 different South African wines on there. So you download the app and then you pay 175 Rand to actually, get access to the entire library. So it's not really a free app. You have to pay 175 Rand per year subscription, but you can geolocate you. So if you're in the winelands, you can find out where what different wine routes are around you, and you know the stuff that you can try. It comes up on your app, which is pretty cool.
And then you've got something else, the wireless charging technology that you want to tell us about it after 11?
Yeah, absolutely, okay. Absolutely.
Let's conclude Technobite, because Aki has some very interesting information for us. Earlier, he was telling us about the wine app.
Yes, the two wine apps, and a lot of people are SMSing us about them. The first one is called Vivino, and the other one is the Platters Wine Guide, which is the South African one. And, you know, I think it's they've got a lot more information, more detailed information on the wine. So if you're a real wine connoisseur, the Platters one is probably the one to get. But if you're more of a global connoisseur and you like the international wines and you like to hear the other opinions, you know, get the Vivino one, both available to download. Facebook released their numbers this week, and they're extraordinary. The amount of users on Facebook, 1.59 billion people on Facebook. It's quite astonishing how much they've gone up. 900 million people using WhatsApp, which they own as well, and 400 million people using Instagram as well, which is incredible. And then lastly, Apple is they also released their results, and they released their results, and it's amazing. The share price dipped a little bit because they didn't get the expectations. They said they would sell something like 75 million iPhones, and they only sold 74.8 million iPhones, and the share price done. And, you know, a lot of people have been saying, oh, Apple, you know, their glory days are done. They've reached saturation point in the market. But in fact, in corporate history, there's no company that broke a new record in corporate history for one quarter that amount of money they made. Now, interesting that I read via the grape that they're working on technology for wireless charging, that in the same way that you've got your Samsung devices that you put some kind of a pad that it charges it, they're talking about it being able to charge from wherever you are in the room. So you'll have, in the same way you connect wirelessly to a network, you'll be able to charge your phone in the same time. It'll be interesting to see. I still am of the opinion that Apple will release a cheaper device sometime between now and July, just to counter that section of the market. So that's it for Technobite. You've got a busy show. I see Shinga is waiting. I need to consult with him as well and give him some tips for his show as well, because we share a lot of information. He uses me as a case study, you know.
a lot of people use you as a case study. I
get out of here.